trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
To every car owner who has ever said, please, no more car payments,
take the drive.
The men and women at Berlin 200,000 Mile Shops introduced the drive for 200,000 miles.
It's custom tailored to deliver every useful mile that was built into your car.
Imagine getting 200,000 mile warranties on brakes, mufflers, and tires.
You heard it right. Merlin gives you 200,000 mile warranties on tires, brakes, and mufflers.
If you're not on Merlin's drive for 200,000 miles, you could find yourself on the road to more car payments before you know it.
Merlin 200,000 mile shops are here to say there are better places for your money.
Like vacations, college tuition, or home remodeling.
Merlin invites you to make the right turn.
That's the turn into the Merlin 200,000 mile shop nearest you.
Merlin. More life for you and your car.
Buy 4 qualifying General tires and get up to a $70 rebate. When you use your Car Care One credit card, you can get an extra $100 rebate. Don't pass up a $170 rebate on tires. Visit Merlin today.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144. Majestic Oaks Golf Course at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort is having its annual Spring Thought Tournament April 19th. The four-player scramble starts at 10 a.m. There'll be a skins game and tons of prizes. To register or for more info, call 262-725-9200 or lakelawnresort.com.
Baseball season is here, which means you can win huge cash prizes playing fantasy baseball every day at DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. With daily fantasy at DraftKings, you don't need to wait until September to take home first place. Just draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and turn your love of baseball into big money at DraftKings.com. Play today and win part of the $300 million in prizes being paid out this baseball season. Enter promo code SCORE to play for free at DraftKings.com. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
3015.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Just after 2 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Wolves playoff push continues with home games this Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. We start at Wrigley. The Cubs and Cardinals wrapping up their rain-shortened two-game set to start the season. Let's go live to David Schuster, who's at the ballpark. Shu?
All right, Jordan, and so far, Jake Arrieta is filling up the box score as the Cubs and the Cardinals are scoreless bottom three. Arrieta just getting out of a jam here in the third frame. He's allowed a couple of hits. He's also walked two and struck out four, but again, most importantly, he has kept the Cardinals off the board. As for Lance Lynn, he is shutting out the Cubs so far. He's got three strikeouts. Joe Maddon's lineup today features Arrieta, the pitcher, again hitting eighth. Miguel Montero is behind the plate. Arismendi Alcantara is at second. Tommy La Stella is at third. The wind now blowing in as the Cubs and the Cardinals are scoreless bottom three. Live at Wrigley, David Schuster on WSCR The Score.
Thank you, Shu. Also, we announced today here at The Score, Cubs manager Joe Maddon will join the Spiegel and Goff Show every Tuesday at noon, so make sure you listen in for that. Meantime, White Sox and Royals continue their season opening set in Kansas City tonight. Chris Ranji's pregame show at 6:35. Jose Quintana has never beaten the Royals in 12 career starts. He'll go tonight opposite KC's Danny Duffy. Staying in the AL Central, Tigers hammering the Twins in Motown. It is 9-0 Detroit. At the end of five, Ian Kinsler, three RBI. He's also scored a run. Hoops now. Tonight marks the return part three. Derrick Rose back after a 20-game absence due to his most recent knee surgery.
Feels the same. Been putting a lot of work in. Busting my ass to get back. And just happy that I'm able to come back to a team where I think we're playing all right basketball.
Tom Thibodeau says his point guard will play roughly 20 minutes tonight. Bulls visit the Magic this evening. And Jokhar Tsarnaev found guilty of conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction at the 2013 Boston Marathon. Federal judge now must decide whether he'll receive the death penalty. Scoreboard update brought to you by Del Frisco's Steakhouse, Chicago baseball's favorite restaurant. Ready to give back to a great cause and have fun? Visit 670thescore.com/roast to get your tickets for the 2015 Celebrity Roast and Toast of Patrick Manley. A portion of the proceeds benefit the Have Foundation. Make a donation today at havefoundation.org. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score tonight at 6:35. Sox will take on the Royals on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Scores and Bernstein at it again.
Fours and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
This whole dilemma with the video board and how people were surprised how it didn't ruin Wrigley Field.
It's a wonderful thing. You love the quaint little park with nothing there. And the fact is, none of that has helped them. And the main thing is, you've dragged them kicking and screaming into at least this century. Maybe you dragged them until like about 1980. Maybe you've gotten them up that far. But I mean, to continue to celebrate something about Wrigley Field is just ridiculous.
Right, that's my biggest concern with it. Yeah. My biggest issue I have. That people want to hold on to the memories of Wrigley Field there are no memories of Wrigley Field. As far as an organization is concerned, worth keeping. This is a ballpark, Terry, that didn't host a World Series game. The last time they did, 1945. If those are memories you want to keep a hold of, I think your perspective's out of place.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Glenn Casper.
A lot of people in this industry have tried to figure out what sort of impact a manager really has on a baseball team. I tend to believe managers probably can't really buy you a ton of wins, but good ones don't screw it up. The thing Joe brings to the table is just taking some pressure off everybody to have to speak for the team or whatever. He's kind of the face of the team right now, and I like that. Keep guys loose, and there has to be a little value in that somewhere, I'm sure.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on The Score.
Terry Boers.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Abatacola.
It really looks like a sore thumb.
Let's go to work.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Boy, we have absolutely no radio discipline. It's 207 Chicago Sports Radio 670
You're
The
lacking,
Score.
Yeah.
No radio damn discipline.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai studio. See the Sonata, your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Still my favorite line of all this Cubs issues that developed from opening night and all the problems there was the one from Chris Hine and the woman who said, like, lifelong Cub fan, that the video board looks like a sore thumb. Just looks like a sore thumb.
Exactly right. Those Cub fans are special.
Well, they are special people. And we were talking about Derrick Rose with Casey Johnson
yes.
there last segment
big
before you broke
Bulls.
Us terribly late. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his big return again. He missed 20 games here. You're obviously, you obviously want Derrick Rose on the floor. You're going to win you have a greater chance of winning a game with Derek than without Derek. You have won more games with Derek than you have won without Derek Rose. So, of course, the chances of going deeper in the playoffs with Derek, those increase having him there on the floor. So it's a good thing that he's back. But it's just, I have a difficult time with Derek. And maybe in the years of covering sports teams here in Chicago, has there been a guy that's reached the level that he reached at such an early point in his career? Such a young MVP in the NBA. And then to fall off, not by something he did that caused him to miss time, he's injuries. And one injury in one season, the next season, another injury in the other knee. He loses more time this year because, again, of a knee injury. And you really can't expect him to get back to that MVP level. Now, we saw, again, flashes of it in that Cleveland game before the All-Star break. But to expect that to happen on a nightly basis, I just don't see that being possible. Maybe it is. You know, Casey said last segment, maybe mid-season next year, late season next year, he gets back to where he's consistently like that. I just don't know how that's possible with age and multiple injuries to your knees.
In the next month when you're getting a tough playoff series, that he's going to be the old Derrick Rose, the chance.
Well,
of
no,
that.
Not even, I don't think so, right? Not that soon, but even when Casey said maybe, you know, the midpoint next year, or late next year, like, is that even possible that,
I don't know.
A year from now, Derrick is back to being Derrick we thought. I mean, you're adding age to it. I know he's missed time, but age with multiple injuries to your knees.
You know, it's interesting. Not only I want to say the youngest MVP in this city's history. I don't think anybody, an athlete in this town, has ever been MVP at a younger age than he was, and so well rewarded for it. I mean, everybody wanted to get on board with Derrick Rose, and the tale is just. It's just god awful since then on every level, isn't it?
There's nothing comparable,
Matt, to any of this stuff. So when you start trying to figure out where he is in his rehab, and yeah, I'm glad he's worked his ass off. That's good. It's something he very seldom says. He's never really bothered with that before. He's ignored doctor's orders to play. His last part of the first knee injury way back when was to play, didn't play. And for those of us who understand that was part of the deal, we're the bad guys. We became the bad guys because we're sticking our nose in and we know what we're talking about. Well, I think if you'd have talked to the doctor and you saw that's exactly what he should have done, he refused to do it. And the way, I don't think we've ever had anybody that's so insulated from reality by those around him. Have we? Have you? Can you surrounded by people?
And there's so many layers to the story that make it interesting.
Yeah, I don't know where he's at.
He doesn't always say the right things.
No, never.
And then he has individuals that do, as you said, they're insulating him from reality.
Yeah.
And then there's this contentious relationships between his people and Bulls management. I don't know how accurate or how deep they truly do go, but they are certainly there.
So
it's a really interesting story, and there's so many different layers to it. Yet here we are, still depending on Derek to be Derek if this team is going to do anything because of the way the contract works out for the roster and the payroll and whatnot.
I can't do anything with him. He's 30%
right.
of your.
I mean,
30% of it.
You really can't. Yet I'm not sure if it's fair to expect him to get back to that point. Yet we need him to get back to that point. I'm sorry, I should say the team needs him.
Yeah.
To get back to that point, if they do have a chance of winning a championship, it's going to be with Derek.
Yeah, I want to be fair to him. I mean, I really do. I want to be fair in this sense only, that when you come back from one of these things, I have no idea if that guy who was the MVP has disappeared, if he's gone forever. I mean, I know there have been flashes, but flashes aren't what that season was. That was just a remarkable season of a guy just coming out of really like, holy crap. I mean, you knew he was a really great player. You didn't know he was that great a player. And everything he did that year. And now you don't. And again, it's not necessarily a knock, but I think that, Matt, by his inability to understand things, to grasp things, to follow instruction, to be just, I mean, comply. Just comply mm-hmm. with what needs to be done. I mean, it couldn't have helped him. It couldn't have helped him with any. This stuff is all unfortunate. I don't think it's driven by anything. I don't think it's driven by too many minutes or it's Tom's fault or anybody's fault. It's just sometimes what happens.
Right, it happened, and unfortunately happened back-to-back seasons. Now, to a third season, but certainly not to the same extent, obviously.
I don't think it's logical, probably, to expect him to become that Derrick Rose in these playoffs. And what else is logical is that if he's not, they're going to get eliminated.
Right.
That's just a fact of basketball. You can celebrate pow, pow, pow. I love pow, pow, pow. He's fine. But he can't guard anybody. When they come to the rim, okay, go ahead. I'm busy. Go ahead. Do what you need to do. I mean, they're not good enough. You could say they're this and they're that, and our guy Nico is red hot and he's this. Yeah, but you know what? That doesn't carry you past the good teams in the East. That doesn't get it done. And really, it'll come down to Cleveland, because the Bulls will win their opening series. They'll beat the dumbass Bucks, and the Cavs will be waiting for them in round two.
And well, I mean, that's not a guaranteed thing here. That, you know, that's the Bucks. I think they only have a one game lead on Toronto for the fourth seed, which would give you Washington in that first round.
Yeah, but you're playing bad here. You got bad teams on your schedule.
I got
Although I suppose, is a problem. D Wade is back, but even at that, I think they still win that game. Then they still got to run into Cleveland somewhere, aren't
right.
they?
I mean, it's just, it depends on where you finish. You're either going to run into them the second round, or if you go deep and get to the conference finals, would that be a possibility with the way the seeding works out, where they fit, where they finish for the season? But it seems like most likely what it's going to end up being is you get through the Bucks and you're going to end up playing Cleveland.
Yeah,
and so you're going to have to knock them out in the second round.
Yeah,
you're going to get through them in the second round. You have to get through LeBron.
You got to get through LeBron.
And I know, obviously, you certainly would want Derek to get more games under his belt before that were to happen. But you can't always plan everything the way you want it to go and what's most conducive for your team to reach the finals. You're going to have to just suck it up and play. Now, it is good that they're already saying, barring a setback, which, is always,
always a possibility.
Always a possibility.
Always a possibility.
Because you can't, simulate game action and game contact with opponents from other teams as you can in a physical contact scrimmage with your own teammates. So, barring a setback, he makes it through tonight, 20 minutes. He's there tomorrow. That's good. That's good. Right away they're saying that, because my skepticism was, all right, well, he plays tonight, he skips Miami, and let's see how he feels, on Friday, where they go from there. But already they're saying, if he makes it through 20 minutes tonight without any problems, he's there in Miami tonight. And that's already, it sounds better already than we've heard from previous things. Again, injuries you can't compare from the last two seasons, but it already sounds better where we're at with Derek. Just get through tonight and Orlando, and then see what happens in Miami tomorrow.
Yeah, I wouldn't suspect it'd be more than 15 minutes again in the Miami game. I wouldn't suspect you'd push it too hard. I don't know how much you want to. I don't know what the doctor's instructions are on this one exactly. I know what they were on the first knee surgery. I don't know if it's a better idea to go out and play 20 and 20. I don't know if that's a good idea. I have no idea. Tom will know, and Tom will handle it the proper way, but the expectations for him to get back to the point where they can beat the Cavs, he's got to be great.
Right.
He can't be this guy. He can't be out there jacking up bad threes.
No, he has to be as close to the guys we saw, in that game against Cleveland before the All-Star break.
Yeah. You got to be that guy. And Cleveland wasn't very interested that night.
No, they weren't.
They just wonder why the hell they were playing that game. And they're a weird team. They're not the Miami team. They're not that dangerous.
They're certainly beatable.
Oh, sure they are.
But you're going to have to have Derek playing as close to the best as he possibly can if you're going to get past Cleveland in a series.
It would appear to me, too, that something, a weird dynamic on Cleveland is that, I can't document this, but it would just appear to me that a guy who's a regular on a team, not some guy sitting on the end of the bench, maybe he hates LeBron just because he hates LeBron, right?
Right.
Who knows who was sitting on the end of that Heat bench going, I hate that bastard. I mean, there could have been guys like that. Anything's possible. But it would appear to me to be, for the first time since he's played, I don't think in the first go-around with the Cavs or anywhere on the Heat, he had a guy in the team that they just really didn't seem to like each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's a key part of the team. And him and Love, for all the stuff about they don't. And I mean, Love's going to jump. He's not going to stay there. So I mean, that Wiggins deal, probably not a great idea, because he is not convinced about this whole thing. If you've watched him and them, the dynamic between him and LeBron, which is really kind of, to me, more on Love than it is LeBron.
Right.
Because LeBron goes out of his way. That's the guy you want to play with. That's the guy that helps you every step of the way. He gives you shots. He gives you everything. He's not the guy that's got the ball every minute that won't give it up. But yet, that dynamic is not right.
We'll take your phone calls on Derrick Rose, 312-644-6767. Back tonight for the game in Orlando. And then all goes well, he's there tomorrow night in Miami as well. So back-to-back games coming off this injury.
How about that?
Just a handful of games before the season ends when we start the playoffs. So I want to ask you, Terry, again, we'll get your calls, 312-644-6767. Has there been a player in Chicago, I mean, through the years, it doesn't matter what sport it is, that reached, you know, a really high level at a young age, suffered some injuries, and was still depended upon to carry his team through to a championship? I mean, I'm trying to think of players throughout the time that of me watching Chicago sports now for 30 years. If there was a guy in a similar situation.
Because I go all the way back to the beginning of the Bulls, and you can eliminate that. They were never waiting for that guy to get healthy or get better or something and carry him to a title. And the guy that they did have, after they broke the foot, did carry him to the title.
Right,
so that argument was fine. That's over with. So eliminate the Bulls.
Eliminate the Bulls. Okay? All right, we'll take a brief timeout. We'll come back. Think about it. There might be a couple baseball guys that we could throw out there. You have thoughts on that as well. You can text in 67011 or call 312-644-6767. We also do have two giveaways today. The Bulls Sox Academy Summer Camp Scholarships. We've been giving away this week so far. We have two of these today, and we'll do that before 6 o'clock. That's a full scholarship for your child in fast-pitch softball, basketball, or baseball. It's a great program. We'll do that for you before 6 as well, two of those. He's Boris Mabatacola in for Bernstein on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
In what could be an epic Chicago baseball season,
Abreu,
Samardzija,
Sale,
Cabrera
on the south side,
Soler,
Rizzo,
Castro,
Lester
on the north side.
Only one station can cover both sides of town with the highest level of expertise you expect. 670 The Score. All of our shows are talking Sox and Cubs, along with our team of baseball experts. Plus, listen to every White Sox game here. It's going to be an awesome spring, summer, and fall on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's baseball station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Golfsmith. Anything for golf. I was off yesterday, so let me weigh in on Duke winning the national championship. Couple of days out, and there's still a ton of crying and hand-wringing about the officiating in the title game and throughout the tournament. And let's be clear, the officiating was bad. And not in the human element will always be a part of the game way. Bad. Just bad. Bad in that they miss calls they absolutely cannot miss, especially in the championship game. But if you're focused on that, then you missed out on an amazing game and a great performance by Duke. The refs did not lose that game. Duke won it. Period. The referees did not rip it from Wisconsin. The Badgers played their guts out, but they had a 9-point lead in the second half and they could not finish. The refs were not the reason for that. Duke was. Tyus Jones and Grayson Allen were the reason, not the referees. Give Duke their credit. I'm Jim Rome.
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo. Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Download the app now in the iTunes Store and start playing today.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Cassidy, Tire and Service.
Tires, service, all in one place. Cassidy Tire and Service is the one stop to keep your vehicle running right. Cassidy is Chicagoland's tire experts. We stock a perfect match to your car, truck, van, or SUV, all at low, competitive prices that will fit your budget, too. Little changes can make a big difference in your car's performance. Cassidy can swap out your old air filter in just minutes. Stop in now and save on any new Delco battery in stock. Change out your old wiper blades. Plus, Cassidy can save you money on your next oil change, brake service, coolant flushes. For tires and service made simple. Remember,
don't just buy tires, buy Cassidy.
Cassidy, Chicago's Tire and Service with 15 convenient Chicagoland locations. Family owned and operated since 1914.
So let our family take care of your family.
Visit CassidyTire.com today.
For golf. Dale Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse is celebrating spring and Chicago baseball. The patio is now open overlooking Oak Street. You could enjoy the view with a glass of wine selected from more than 1,600 labels. Come experience Dale Frisco's prime pear sundaes with a perfectly prepared filet paired with your choice of succulent crab cake, scallops, or shrimp. Plus a salad inside for just $55. Spring baseball Dale Frisco's. Located in the historic Esquire Theater on Oak Street.
Carl has health problems, bad diet, high blood pressure, and no insurance. This story can have two different endings. He could end up having bypass surgery, or with help from United Way, he could get connected to healthcare services and bypass surgery altogether. So instead of spending time on his back, thanks to United Way, Carl is spending time on his feet. United Way of Metropolitan Chicago. Together, we can change the story. To help, visit liveunitedchicago.org.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Looking for a way to advance your career? Northwestern offers a master's in health communication in just 1 year. Attend the April 14th info session. More at healthcom with two m's.northwestern.edu.
It's Happy Honda Days at Pauley Honda in Libertyville. Don't miss the best time of the year to buy a new Honda with incredible pricing, finance, and lease programs. Get year-end clearance pricing on all remaining new and pre-owned Honda models. And qualified buyers can get 0.9% financing on select new Honda models. Enjoy a hassle-free car buying experience with our friendly, informative salespeople who will help you find the car you want at a price you can afford. Pauley Honda on Milwaukee Avenue in Libertyville or at PauleyHonda.com. The savings are easy at Pauley Acura in Highland Park. Get exceptional pricing, lease, and finance programs, including 0.9% APR financing on most new Acuras. And the all-new 2015 Acura TLX sedan is here now and available with 1.9% APR financing. Enjoy a hassle-free car buying experience, outstanding customer service, and great prices every day at Pauley Acura on Route 41 in Highland Park or at PauleyAcura.com with approved credit on select new models.
Truck drivers, listen up. Schneider is holding hiring events near you, seeking drivers of all experience levels for a wide variety of career opportunities. Meet a Schneider recruiter April 11th, 9 to 11 a.m. and noon to 2 p.m. at Schneider Chicago facility. That's April 11th, 9 to 11 and noon to 2 at Schneider Chicago facility. Get full event details, learn more about Schneider, and search all of Schneider's opportunities at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Baseball season is here, which means you can win huge cash prizes playing fantasy baseball every day at DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. With daily fantasy at DraftKings, you don't need to wait until September to take home first place. Just draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and turn your love of baseball into big money at DraftKings.com. Play today and win part of the $300 million in prizes being paid out this baseball season. Enter promo code SCORE to play for free at DraftKings.com. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and here's my impression of a reality TV star explaining Progressive discounts. So I was talking to Greg, and he said that Bailey knew what Erica said about her when we were all on Marcus's boat, and I was like, what? Wait, first see your drama, because Progressive totes his discounts like Safe Driver, Multi-Policy, and Paid in Full. So it's not like he said, she said, shut up, whatever, so basic, you know?
Discounts to help you save more. Now that's Progressive.
But then he was all, no way, Jose, because his name's Jose. Legit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
With them, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And you've got Boars and Manicola, Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score. Talking to you at 312-644-6767. Talking about Derrick Rose, his return. He's back tonight. And perhaps more importantly, tomorrow night.
Yeah, there's some text here, 67011. One question asking about Derrick Rose. Is he a victim of bad luck or kind of poor training? Anything he does to make him injury prone? It's just bad luck.
Bad luck, yeah.
I mean, he said two incidents that happened. You know, it's not like he's getting tackled or knocked down playing football.
No.
Just bad luck.
Just bad luck. Yep.
I mean, and that's, you know, that's just his physiological makeup, and there's nothing you can do to prevent it. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen to you. And unfortunately, it's destroyed two seasons for him.
Well, look what it's doing now.
20 games here.
I mean, how many? Westbrook has had like at least three knee surgeries, right?
Right.
And Durant with that broken bone in his foot, and then you find more problems as you look forward. He's out for the season. So, I mean, it's not like, you know, oh my God, they're punishing Chicago and Derrick Rose. No, I mean, it's one of those sports where you just have to be, along with finding a truly great player. And it's very difficult to find a truly great player. You can find a lot of really, really good players, but to find a franchise-making player is a little more difficult. I mean, look what's happening around you. Casey talked about Grant Hill. Grant Hill would have been one of the greatest players of all time,
right,
Matt? I mean, he was well on that career path to being one of the greatest who ever lived, and he couldn't have lived up to it. So, I mean, Greg Oden is long gone. I don't know how good he would have been. He certainly would have been better than posing naked for himself. I mean,
your first pick.
Yeah, yes, he was. He is my first pick. He is my big man. But you know, I love Durant. It wasn't like
I know. It's not
wasn't like
you're saying
Derrick
right.
Rose and the other, that draft. This was more like, yeah, I really thought that because the NBA didn't have any great big men, he could be that guy, and he has no feet. He has no feet. I mean, and what's Durant going to be like? I mean, you got to be awfully careful with this stuff, and Derek has been very careful, and it's frustrating for him, frustrating for everybody. But, I mean, if there was something you could do about it, then people would have done something about it.
Right, and you know, and you mentioned Russell Westbrook, and a lot of people bring him up. You know, he's had three knee surgeries, and it's just, I get why people do it, why it happens, why it occurs, because they're playing right now at the same time, and he's up there playing at such an elite level right now, Westbrook is. But it's unfair to compare guys with even similar injuries because, body makeup's different. I mean,
yep.
You can't, not one person is the same to the next, and not one athlete's the same to the next athlete, and their bodies are different. Their makeup is different. And the way they recover as individuals is different and changes. So I get why it happens, but it's not fair to do that.
No,
say, well,
no.
You know, Westbrook's playing. Why isn't Derek out there?
No, I just mentioned it because of the injuries.
Yeah, well,
and
yeah,
the
no,
things
no,
that,
no,
you know,
no.
Take it away.
I wasn't being critical of you of it because it's happened a lot with his injuries. But people just don't take it one step further, which I know you have.
No,
in the fact that you just, it's unfair to compare guys because people don't recover the same way.
Correct.
Scoreboard update.
2:30 from the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Wolves have only four regular home games left, including Saturday and Sunday. Derrick Rose back for the Bulls. The point guard returns to the lineup tonight after a 20-game absence, recovering from knee surgery. He'll play roughly 20 minutes in Orlando against the Magic. If all goes well, could play again tomorrow in Miami. Baseball in 12 career starts against the Royals. Jose Quintana is 0-6. Last year, the White Sox lefty 0-3, an ERA approaching 5-4 starts. He'll go tonight against Danny Duffy. Also in the Central this afternoon, Tigers crushing the Twins. It's 9-0 in the seventh inning. Ian Kinsler with 4 RBI. Miguel Cabrera also with 2. Cubs and Cardinals at Wrigley. Our David Schuster live at the ballpark. Shu.
All right, Jordan. It's bottom four. Cubs and Cardinals still scoreless. The Cubs with their first hit of the afternoon. Jorge Soler, a one-out triple. He's on the base paths as we speak. Meanwhile, Lance Lynn cruising along. Other than that hit by Soler, he has struck out 6. He's allowed the one hit. No walks. Actually, one walk so far. Jake Arrieta, meanwhile, has filled up the box score. He's kept the Cardinals off the board. A couple of hits, couple of walks. He's got 5 strikeouts, and now Lynn has gotten out of a jam. As we move to the top of the fifth, Cardinals and Cubs remain scoreless. Live at Wrigley, David Schuster on WSCR, The Score.
Also, Cubs GM Jed Hoyer says pitching prospect C.J. Edwards will be in the bullpen to start the year, which could mean he'll advance faster to the big leagues. And the club reiterated that they're not considering playing anywhere else other than Wrigley Field, despite the ongoing construction. Finally, Zhokhar Tsarnaev found guilty in the Boston Marathon bombing trial. He'll now be considered for the death penalty. Scoreboard update brought to you by PDQ Signature Systems, fast, efficient restaurant POS software. The new turkey Italiano melt from Subway, tender juicy turkey, Genoa salami, and pepperoni, fresh toasted with melty provolone and drizzled with tangy new Subway vinaigrette. Subway, eat fresh. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the score, tonight at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Royals on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And we're talking about the return of Derrick Rose tonight, and Casey Johnson said it's scheduled for tomorrow night as well when the Bulls play the Heat. A game that really sometimes proves very difficult for this Bulls team without Derek, doesn't it?
Yeah, and as long as nothing happens tonight, there's no setbacks, he'll be out there tomorrow.
Out there
so
tomorrow
we'll see,
well.
See. We'll see how it goes tonight against Orlando in the 20 minutes, and we'll see how aggressive he can be and really where he fits in. You know, there are other questions, too, about Tom as we get towards the end of the season here, getting ready for the playoffs. What's his rotation going to be like? Is he gonna drop it down to, you know, not going as deep into the bench as he has been forced to this season? Will he lessen up a little bit on that and use more guys to kind of make it easier on some of these veterans? I mean, you know, given his history, he won't. He'll keep it down to the guys that he trusts and knows, and he'll shorten the bench up quite a bit.
Well, I would think that, you know, just logically, I would probably, I know I'll make that guy in Milwaukee, remember the idiot that called all the way from when he was in Florida vacationing, going to call and tell me more about the Bucks last week?
Oh, yeah.
That idiot. I think you would rather play them. I think you would rather play them than the Wizards. Which means, Maddie, unfortunately, that you probably have to win these games to make sure you do that, right?
Right.
Although I don't know how much stress there should be to beat Orlando. Everybody else seems to be able to do it. Now, Miami's a different story. So your point before, well taken, about that they're not that far ahead, and, you know, messing around with this and wanting to give your veteran player some rest, or at least finally. I don't know if that's in Tom's DNA at all.
You know, I don't know if it is. You know,
maybe it's not. I haven't really thought about, you know, if you're in a fight here in these last five games where you want to stay where you are, you don't want to fall behind the Raptors. You don't want to play Washington in the first. But I personally would not be afraid of them because they just haven't played well enough in the last 4 months for me to be frightened of them. Or you want to stick where they are and play the Bucks? I mean, to me, you would rather stick where you are and play the Bucks because they're not ready yet, not ready to beat the Bulls anyway. But to do that, you might get a stressful game or two here, right?
Right, absolutely.
Then what?
Well,
play him or not? What'd you do?
Well, it's not up to me, but it's, I know, when
you play him?
You look at Tom's history.
Plays him, doesn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it plays.
Absolutely does. 312-644-6767. Yep. The par 3 contest going on at Augusta right now, and watching Jack Nicklaus just get a hole in one. Pretty cool. I mean, pretty cool. I love this day for the Masters. They do this par 3 tournament. The fact that no one's ever won the par 3 and then gone on to win the Masters in the same year. You see a lot of guys that are in contention getting down towards the end of this par 3. They start putting balls. I remember Tiger did it one year where he put two balls in the water, I think, because he was leading. I think he was like 6 under and you know, didn't want to win because no one's ever done it. No one's ever won the par 3 and then won the Masters. But it's just cool. And then seeing the reaction of everyone around now, all the spectators, then all the other players too, seeing Jack at a hole in one, just really, really cool to see.
Yeah, it's the best tournament for a little golfing nostalgia. It brings you everything you want, the Masters.
Yeah, and you know, what's so ironic about it too is that it certainly isn't a place that you would want to, you know, with like fond nostalgia as far as the way the actual course itself, the way that the exclusion of certain people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's unfortunate. It's an unfortunate place. I mean, it's a beautiful place, but it's an unfortunate place in the same breath, if that makes
right.
sense to you.
No, absolutely does. No, I mean, I was trying to find the right words to say it, but yeah. It's, yeah, I mean, it really
is. Breathtakingly beautiful.
It's a tournament that really yeah. brings in so many people, even casual golf fans or people that aren't even golf fans get into the Masters, and yet it's such an unfortunate place, you're right, and the history of it.
Oh, my God.
Is unfortunate.
More so, you know, what's funny about it is because, you know, everybody talks about the U.S. Open and the PGA and all this other stuff. I mean, to me, the one that really, this is it. This is the weekend that's it. I mean, I'm not that the other ones aren't enjoyable, But there's something about this tournament that makes it, to me, more important than the others. It shouldn't be. It's the same. But I, to me, just the history of it, all of it that goes on during the course of the week, and all of it means in playing at that place, because everything else moves around.
Yeah.
You know, you're all in different places. You don't play anything. It's the only one, I think, that doesn't move around on you. I mean, there's just something about it. But it's a rather unfortunate place. So when you really look at it, and I found that out right away. They yelled at me. And you're not allowed to say much. You can't really be anything there but respectful and quiet at all times.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, I you know, that's not exactly my two strengths.
Mike and Racine, you're on the Boars and Bernstein Show on The Score. What's up?
Hey, guys. What's going on, man?
You are. What's happening?
Hey, check it out. You know, we're talking about athletes in Chicago. What about Jim McMahon? You think if McMahon would have stuck around a little bit longer and didn't break down every year, I mean, could we win a couple more titles? I mean, we counted on him in Chicago.
Yeah, but he wasn't the elite talent.
No, he wasn't an elite talent, and he doesn't really fit where Derek is, where, you know, McMahon wasn't trying to come back and still trying to play. I mean, you know, once he was done, he was done. Where Derek certainly isn't done. I mean, he's lost two, you know, the last two seasons to knee injuries, but he can still play at a high level. We've seen it. So it's not really the same situation. You know, I think if McMahon played longer, would it have meant that the Bears would have a better chance of winning more Super Bowls? Probably not, because they had that defense and they still only won one.
Yeah. I mean, it certainly hurt. You're right. It certainly hurt that he was gone. But I'm talking about, I guess we didn't specify.
No, but you could replace Jim McMahon at quarterback.
Yeah, you could. Unfortunately, the Bears couldn't.
No, I mean, the Bears failed to. I mean, he's a replaceable guy. Derrick Rose is an elite player in the NBA. Now, he's had the injury, so he's not quite the same, but he was an elite player in the NBA. Will he get back to that point or close to it? It still remains to be seen, but he's not as easy to replace as a guy like Jim McMahon was able to replace.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the Bears could not find a way to do that, and you would think, if you see some of these teams today, that how they play and how they do these things with the great defenses, that an entry-level quarterback should have been good enough for as good as the rest of the team was, right?
Right.
I mean, that for whatever reason, it was just so weird.
Yeah, it's amazing. If you take some of the guys that, like, Lovie Smith played with, some of his quarterbacks, and you put them on that 85 roster, you know, a guy like Kyle Orton or Rex Grossman just go out and manage the game
fine.
And don't.
Yeah.
Oh, they've been better than fine, right?
They've been fine. I mean, you didn't need great to do that. But yeah, I think we're talking about a young. I don't think Jim McMahon was an elite quarterback at any time.
No, absolutely not. No.
So, and the other Bears, you know who'd be first to tell you that? The other Bears.
He's Terry Bors. I'm Matt Batacola. You want to jump on in? 312-644-6767. It's Bors and Bernstein Show on The Score.
The Score Celebrity Roast is back. And this time, we salute the Score rookie. Even though he played 16 years for the Bears, Patrick Manley.
How you doing?
Be there on Friday, May 8th at Belvedere Events and Banquets as we make Score history.
My head is between my legs.
Tickets are on sale now at 670thescore.com/roast.
Everybody thought I was an expert.
And include appetizers, entree, and dessert bar.
A portion of the proceeds benefit the Have Foundation. Make a donation today at havefoundation.org.
Must be 21 or older to attend. Order your tickets now before they're...
Martha has lost her job and now has financial problems. This story can have two different endings. She could fall behind on her mortgage and lose her house. Or, with help from United Way, she could get job training and placement and get back on her feet. So instead of having to move out of her house, thanks to United Way, Martha's deciding on what color to paint it. United Way of Metropolitan Chicago. Together, we can change the story. To help, visit liveunitedchicago.org.
Voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are.
For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Sunday, April 19th, don't miss the 50th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards on CBS. This year, watch in style with 50th Anniversary Awards gear. Get ACM-branded t-shirts, tote bags, koozies, and more. Call Star ACM from your mobile phone to order now. Standard message and data rates apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Just if you think about it, boys, not bad to call Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I think... trying to put this all together in my head, probably the most elite player in this town that got cut short by injury was Gale Sayers. But The thing is, Maddie, they didn't win a damn thing when he was great.
Right.
They had two of the greatest players of all time. Two of the greatest players of all time and never saw a playoff game.
And people keep texting in at 670-11, and that's presented by thehomeloanexpert.com. Mark Pryor, Kerry Wood, keep seeing those names pop up. Now, they didn't, again, they didn't win anything.
No,
with
and they
those
didn't
guys.
Have a long, yeah, there was, they weren't, I mean, you got to do it more than a year.
Mm-hmm.
And Pryor really didn't.
No, Pryor really didn't. And Wood came back, but in a different role and contributed to the team.
Yeah, it was a shame about what, I'm not sure they were on the verge of, you know, they were on the verge in 2003 when they came roaring down the stretch there when Pryor was great and Wood was great. Then. And then, but I don't know that the, you know.
Yeah, I just think when you examine Derek's time in Chicago,
in
it's a unique situation to this town.
Sport, yeah. I mean, you know, you can say, well, yeah, that elite pitcher will win. Well, you know, there's been a whole lot of elite pitchers that have won nothing
right
over the years. They won a lot of games, and then some have been fortunate enough to win some World Series. Some have not. But, I mean, baseball is so many other guys rely upon. I agree that Mark Pryor, a shame that whatever the hell was wrong with him, and there were so many things wrong with him, it was cut short. Because when he was in 2003, I think it was 18-6, and Wood was terrific, and they were great in the playoffs. And Pryor had the 3-0 lead in the game that should have been over. They were terrific. But after that, I mean, I don't know if the Cubs were any good or if they were not bad, but I know in this sport, in basketball, more so than anything else, that one guy makes all the difference in the world.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's all the difference in the world. I'm not sure one pitcher or a two pitcher, I'm not sure that I can include them all in that. That's probably not bad. That's not really bad, the two of them. I don't know if one of them would be, but I think the two of them, maybe if we put them together and say, yeah, that cut the heart out of that team, it sure did.
Right.
But they were back in 2007, 2008.
Right. And but what's interesting, though, too, about the Derrick Rose situation is that you have a guy who, you know, ton of money, young kid, never really had any off-court issues.
No.
You know, I mean, he's you know, pretty sheltered.
Oh, yes.
By his people. And then, again, you add in the dynamic of his people and the Bulls front office.
That doesn't mix.
And, you know, his return from injuries and really not making the best decisions when you're looking at from an organizational standpoint. But, you know, for himself, he thought he was making the best decisions for his own future, his own body. But it's just such an interesting story with so many different layers to it. I just don't know if there's anything that's even come close.
Yeah, see, and the thing is that, yeah, while Derek was great, the fact is that when he was at the height of it during his MVP season, that when push came to shove, when the Heat decided it was time to stop messing with the Bulls, they put LeBron on him, they won one game.
Right.
In the finals. So, I mean, it's the Eastern Conference finals. So it's not like... it tears your heart out because that's the kind of player you need. It's just that guy has always been in your way. That also adds to the unique situation because that guy, just like, look at the people that played the NBA whose Jordan was in their way. Look at the list of guys in the late 80s and 90s.
You're talking about some of the all-time greats.
Oh, my right. God. Some of the greatest players who ever lived couldn't get by him.
Right.
So, I mean, it makes such a difference. The sports are difficult. But, yeah, Wood and Pryor aren't bad. Pryor always disappointed. We always waited, remember? We're always waiting.
Right.
Always waiting. He's going to come back. He's going to be fine. And he sucked. And he was kind of one of those guys, too, that was he thought he knew more than anybody else about his body. Remember that he was going to do it his way. And, oh, God. But, I mean, basketball is so unique in the point that – that one guy carries you to 62 wins, wins the MVP trophy, and the fact is that in the final somebody was waiting for him he couldn't beat. And then you have Jordan, who missed 1 year with a broken foot. And then after that, look at the guys, including, now even add in the NBA Finals.
Right.
How many Hall of Famers?
Right. I mean,
he destroyed.
Malone and Stockton.
Oh, my God.
Charles Barkley, Clyde Drexler.
It's unbelievable.
Kemp and
Sean Payton.
Payton, yep.
Yep. I
mean, and then, you know, and then just look at the Eastern Conference Finals and, you know, Ewing and Reggie Miller.
I mean, unbelievable amount of bodies in
and
his,
just some,
Joe
some,
Dumars,
great
Isaiah
teams
Thomas.
Too. I mean, you know, the Cavaliers.
Yeah. That was a terrific Cavaliers.
Absolutely.
Team. I mean, the bodies you can leave behind as a basketball player is extraordinary.
The trail of bodies he left, right. Amazing.
Extraordinary. I mean, it just is such a different thing when it comes to comparing the sports. But, I mean, I don't think, you know, and like I said, Gale Sayers, elite. He was truly an elite player in the NFL, an elite running back, still considered one of the greatest running backs who ever lived. And was it six seasons?
Right, that's it.
I mean, again... You could say, well, you know, the Bears got... No, actually, they didn't, because you can't get robbed unless you were in a playoff game.
And also, his return game is as well, as a returner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's terrific.
I mean,
unbelievable.
I mean, what elite running back does that, you know, now?
None. Never think of that.
You know, I had to go back and pull up the 03 Cubs. I couldn't remember the fifth starter. I was drawn a complete blank.
You look at the Cubs. Who was it?
You remember?
Fifth starter.
Zambrano 13-11, Pryor 18-6, as you said, Kerry Wood 14-11, Matt Clement 14-12, and
nothing
your fifth starter.
Astounding, yeah.
28, he started 28 games, had an ERA of 5.73,
oh boy.
Went 8-11, the old man in the group at 30, Sean Estes.
Oh, and his magic pestis. I mean, Sean Estes. Oh, my God.
Who was your closer in 03?
Those records, by the way, suck, by the way.
Right.
That was starting Breyer. What?
Who was your closer that year? 33 saves.
Oh, God. Your closer. I should know him. I should know your
closer. 68 games, ERA of 2.63, 33 saves. No, it took me a second to remember, too. Joe Borowski.
Oh, my God. Maybe that team was more flawed than we thought.
Kyle Farnsworth, Mike Remlinger, Antonio Alfonseca, Mark Guthrie.
Oh. Well, those aren't elite talents, are they?
No.
That's not... Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, boy. Ooh, boy.
Do you remember when we were there in 03 in Miami? We did that one... We did one broadcast on Friday afternoon.
We did.
And then we got right back on a plane, and they played Friday night.
Yes, we did.
And entirely hungover, doing the show in the hotel lobby, and trying to get any guest we could. And we got turned down by everyone.
Yeah, everyone.
Doug Glanville said no.
Yeah.
Everyone said no.
Everyone said no.
And then who did we get on? We got on in the front office. We ended up having...
The big boss man.
Yeah. Oh, God. Why am I drawing a blank?
Because we asked Pat Hughes, and he was, I think we asked him, because I saw him, and I've known Pat for years, and I saw him, and he was going to his room politely, and...
But everyone said no.
Sweater vest guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
good grief.
God. He was on. That was our lone
guest,
by the way.
And it made the whole trip worthwhile, because everyone said no. But remember the night we got in, so we got in late, we did the show the next day, completely hungover, and... We had a burger at the hotel bar, going up to the room to change to go out, and who comes out of the elevator but Eric Karros and Mark Grudzelanic?
Yes, they did.
12:30 at night.
Yes, they did.
All dressed up. I'm like, hey, hey, what's going on, fellas? Like, nothing. what are you guys doing? Going down to the hotel bar to get a bite to eat. I go, yeah, it's closed. Oh, okay. Well, that's too bad. Yep, and it's right on out the door.
Yeah,
out
they didn't exactly turn around and go back to the hotel.
No, they certainly didn't.
Oh, you're right, Matt. We're going to go back and sleep now.
That's Terry Bores. I'm Matt Abatacola. We'll take a brief time out. Get more of your phone calls. 312-644-6767 here on The Score.
What makes The Score Chicago's number one sports station? It's Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9. The Spiegel and Golf Show, 9 a.m. to 1. Afternoons with Bores and Bernstein, 1 to 6. Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10. The official radio home for White Sox baseball. And most of all, you. We are the voice of the Chicago sports fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo. Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Download the app now in the iTunes Store and start playing today.
Carl has health problems. Bad diet, high blood pressure, and no insurance. This story can have two different endings. He could end up having bypass surgery. Or... with help from United Way, he could get connected to healthcare services and bypass surgery altogether. So instead of spending time on his back, thanks to United Way, Carl is spending time on his feet. United Way of Metropolitan Chicago. Together, we can change the story. To help, visit liveunitedchicago.org.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom. Objection! You can't show my clients' rates to your customers! We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier. Only showing your rate when it's lowest! Slander in the court of law!
new. We show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest.
I rest my case. Move to adjourn for snack time.
Compare rates and save at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation.